I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's been about 3 months since an earthquake and tsunami devastated Japan's northern coastline. The disaster left 23,000 people dead or missing. Many survivors are getting by in makeshift evacuation centers. We're going to visit one of those shelters now. It's in a local community hall in the city of Ishinomaki. Reporter Sonia Narong introduces us to a quiet leader of one of the group of evacuees.
Kiyo Takasase gathers with the other leaders of his evacuation center for the daily 4 o'clock meeting. Sase is a soft-spoken 61-year-old who worked for a construction company before the tsunami destroyed his home. He's now assumed the role of de facto mayor of the second floor of his shelter. It's his responsibility to keep things running smoothly for the 40 people who live on his floor. At the meeting, Sase receives a stack of new hand towels to distribute to the evacuees. Most of them are elderly, and they suffer from a variety of ailments, including high blood pressure and pneumonia. A leader from another floor suggests a karaoke night for the evacuation center, and Sase is all for it. For a minute, the leaders forget their circumstances and laugh as they plan the entertainment.
There are 40 people living here with different ideas and opinions about things, but they are all in the same situation. I make decisions based on what's right for the group, and they understand my decisions.
On the second floor, evacuees sleep side by side in cramped conditions. Cardboard boxes and rows of blankets delineate one family's living space from another. Sase and his wife occupy a small tatami mat near the stage of the community center. In their living space, shoes and work boots are neatly organized in front of small boxes containing the only belongings they could salvage.
After the tsunami, few personal items were left, but my family is all right, so I didn't have a sense of loss. Now we're trying to rebuild so we don't feel hopeless.
Sase sorts through papers on his floor mat. This is his workspace. He has to keep a regular count of who's still living at the shelter, since evacuees have started moving into temporary housing units. 3 months after the tsunami, evacuees in the community center face new problems. There's the heat and mosquitoes, and people are exhausted. Sase tries to make things as normal as possible for them. He recently organized a group trip to a nearby hot spring. The second floor evacuees enjoyed a traditional Japanese bath for the first time in months. Fumiko Hatayama and her husband live on a tatami mat next to Sase and his wife. Hatayama says she didn't know Sase before the disaster, but now they've become friends, exchanging gifts and sharing items.
He's a serious, sincere, industrious person. He takes initiative to clean up and handle things.
Inside the center, people read the newspaper, watch television, and knit. Sase distributes the towels he's just received from city staff. In addition to his duties at the center, Sase also spends several hours a day clearing up mud and debris in and around his tsunami-damaged house. Through it all, he remains calm.
I don't feel so much stress because I try not to pressure myself too much. If I push myself too hard, I'll have a breakdown.
Tomorrow, he will continue his routine of cleaning and making sure the second floor residents have everything they need. For The World, I'm Sonia Narang, Ishinomaki.
Kiyo Takasase looks out for his fellow evacuees on the second floor. In our slideshow, you can also see the tidy and tiny mat that is his home. It's at theworld.org.